And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. Steve Pinard, John White, and Mike Panarese from Dana Landing ECBT and Levin Grove Bait and Tackle. We're going to be talking some fishing, some tackle, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36 month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun day today. A little soggy day.
Yeah.
Good to have the boys. Hey, it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, you can see we have a full studio here in the world headquarters, and great to have Steve Pinard. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Great.
How are you guys?
He's the big boss here, right?
All right.
Yeah, and then John White, the other big boss.
Morning, everyone.
Yeah, and Mike Panarese, the other big boss. They're all bosses, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, for sure. So, start with Mike over here. Mike, you run out ECBT.
That's correct.
Freshwater and saltwater headquarters out there in East County.
Yep.
Rickyville, we call it out there. Yeah, it's the spot. Yeah, what's happening out that way?
Oh, we got a trout season starting right now, and everyone's gearing up for that.
For which season?
For trout season.
Yep. Okay.
Trout season.
Which lakes are stocking right now?
There's Jennings' opening day, or actually opening season for this weekend. So it's cool.
This weekend.
Yep.
All right. Lake Jennings is such a rad spot too. That like it always seems to fall under the radar of a lot of people. But like that is the coolest. You know, like you are 20 minutes from anywhere in San Diego to be out there. But like that lake has like the coolest feel of like there's big trees and it's crystal clear water. And like that's one of the nicest lakes that doesn't get a lot of credit. Like that's a
cool
spot.
That is the middle of the city.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah. It's really cool.
There's a lot of big bass in there as well.
Are there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eating those big trout.
Yep.
Yeah. Do they stock? They stock pretty heavy?
They do. I believe every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
that's a cool one. And like but it's a really clear water lake, right?
It is.
And makes those things a little bit tougher to catch.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah.
And do you interact with Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, or is that separate kind of?
Just a little separate. We do sharing wise.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a little bit.
It's
of
all
that.
In the same family.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, John, of course, we see you hanging out at Dana Landing over there all the time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
If you go by Dana, I'm there usually.
Yeah. And what's your specialty over there at Dana Landing?
A little bit of everything. We got tons of inshore and guys who know how to use it. Offshore, boat outfitting, you name it, we do it. Kind of especially based to the private boater is who our, you know, our main customer is for saltwater.
Because you're right next to the launch ramp.
Yeah, we're right next to the boat launch ramp, so, you know, pretty much bass to bluefin, we've got everything.
This was a big lobster year, too, and you guys always do a really big lobster display. How's the lobster been on the Mission Bay side of things and beyond?
I know it's been good. I don't follow, like, how well the guys are doing, but, like, people who know that, like, today is going to be the day.
Because the fresh water.
Yeah, the worse the weather, the better the bugs.
Yeah.
the better they crawl. But we've had good lobster gear sales this year, and, you know, right, you know, I think we kind of passed last year, which you know, is you never know what you're going to sell. You know, you put together the display and pre-order all the product and just hope, like, oh, I hope I'm not sitting on this, like, all through the summer next year.
That's the thing, because you guys do, I would say it easily, have the best display of lobster gear of anybody in San Diego, from hoop nets and cages and baits and all of the accessories that go along with it.
Yep, and, you know, and we have all the frozen bait, too. You know, we've got the lobster logs that are pretty popular thing, you know, for bait for the traps, and salmon heads and mackerel and sardines.
Oh, so you carry all that bait.
Yep,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a bait source. Yeah. Even if you were going to San Diego Bay, there's no better spot for the gear than there.
Lobster logs are pretty popular, huh?
They're pretty popular. Yeah. And the thing what guys have been using them for also in the off season is they're good, like, bait makers.
Oh,
it's like a good, like, kind of mini chum bucket for you.
Throw it in a bait cage and
throw it in a bait cage and throw it in the water for
a good call
mackerel.
That is.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, great call.
Yep.
And Steve, you oversee it all three stores, right?
I just try and stay out of the way at this point.
Smart man.
Jokes aside, I mean, you're only as good as the guys around you. Those guys, they crush, and I just try and help and do what I can do. Yeah. So
talk about Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. I mean, that's your newest store, and it's come a long way since you... How long ago did you pick it up?
I knew you were going to ask me that. What, probably 4 years ago?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You say the newest one, but it's been a chunk of time.
Wow.
And, you know, it used to be Barnacle Bill's, and that's when Gene was working for us, and he's like, you guys got to go buy this. And we did. So we bought the one place we owned the property. So we bought that and the tackle store. And it was, we've done a lot of work, put it that way. It was in very, very tough shape. We completely, like, more or less gutted it, cleaned it out, threw out so much stuff. And I tell you, it's a sharp looking tackle store. And the sales show it. I mean, it's every single month.
Yep.
It just goes up and up.
Yeah.
Kind of at the beginning, we thought we were kind of stealing from East County, but it's not even the case because both are. I mean, it's every month I'm floored at the increase in sales, and it's just. I mean, it's a great shop, and dude, Dustin does such a great job down there. That whole team does. So it's. You know, there's a lot of people live down there.
I was just going to say, how stoked is the community to have a very well-run and, more importantly, a very well-stocked. And the other thing, too, if it's anything like Mikey does with ECBT, like, it's stocked with the right stuff.
Yep.
And that's what always blows me away. Like, East County Bait and Tackle is my local tackle shop. I go there all the time. And, I mean, that says something. I own a tackle store, and I go into ECBT all the time.
Yep.
And it's everything that's, like, fresh. Like, the guys are so good about knowing what's happening right now. And our freshwater, not that ECBT is only freshwater, but our freshwater is like high-pressured things, and like that's the specialty. Those guys are so good about knowing what is happening right now, and if you go in and get that dope, it's just such a leg up on everything else.
Yeah, and down there, if you know, if you're just going out on the half-day boat, certainly you can roll down a fisherman's lane and get all your tackle. But some guys just want to get it their terminal tackle before.
Who doesn't want to play with their stuff before
and they
go?
And they just have it, and they roll out, so there's that exposure. And then that's also the beauty of having the three stores is, you know, if we don't have something at Lemon Grove, we can get it transferred over in a day.
Totally.
So, they obviously... kickback ideas and, you know, products. And
inventory,
yeah.
So Mike, is ECBT and Lemon Grove kind of the same idea, fresh and salt water?
They are.
So ECBT isn't more slated to freshwater than Lemon Grove, but they're both about the same?
They're about the same, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Lemon Grove is a little more catered to a little bit more salt water for the South Bay guys.
Sure.
Okay. So,
yeah.
What about Lemon Grove is also, like, they're kind of like a panfish specialty.
Okay.
You know, he's got like a big like crappie panfish. You know, they do have contingent. They have live bait though too. So both the stores have you know, shiners and crawdads and
worms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys, I know Bill Varney was here a couple weeks ago and talking about bloodworms and what are the other things that come from China?
Lugworms.
Lugworms. Yeah. Do you guys carry those?
We do not.
You don't? Yeah. This thing is gnarly, huh?
Yeah.
those would scare me to have this talk. It's like you'd have dreams at night of them coming out of the box and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But you carry that surf bait other than lugworms and
bloodworms. Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Good. Well, so tell us about the big halibut derby happening at Dana Landing, Stephen.
You know, it's the 26th annual, believe it or not.
That's 26. Yeah. 26 years it's been happening.
Yeah. And it's be called like the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. You know, we try and limit it to 40 teams. It really hasn't been an issue, but we don't want to get any more than that. But, it is just it's such a good time. It's super chill. There's not a lot going on. You know, it's not like, you know, it's basically a holiday for a lot of people because right after Thanksgiving, a lot of the same guys have been fishing it forever. And, you know, I will tell you the amount of stuff that has been dropped off from manufacturers. Everyone is going to walk with a whole bunch of stuff. I don't even know how we're all going to give it all away to the amount of people. But, yeah, it's a good time. And to be honest with you, you know, you get in the jackpots. And, like, some guys make, like, $5.
There's
some
real money to be
made.
Yeah,
yeah, there's definitely, you know, we have cash jackpots, you know, that start at 20. Like, when Mike Peterson started the tournament, he kind of wanted to make it like a miniature Bisbee's, but for halibut.
Yeah.
So there's different grades of cash buy-in for jackpot. And, you know, like the team that won last year, they got just short of $4,000.
That's awesome.
Whoa!
You know, so
for catching a big halibut.
And is it bay only? No, it's bay or ocean, and it's Mission Beach. Well, from Mission Bay north.
Okay.
They have like a grid map that shows you where you can fish, and people call in their catches. It's kind of fun because, you know, you bring up your cooler or kill bag at the end of the day, and then we weigh the fish in order that they were caught.
That's cool.
So no one knows who's got the biggest one until the end. And last year, I'm pretty sure the team that won they left. I want to say they left almost 1,000 on the table because they weren't in all the jackpots.
Oh.
So there was one of the middle jackpots they weren't in.
What was the big fish last year, you remember?
It was in the 30s.
In the 30s?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not bad, but I mean, some years it's like an 8-pounder will win it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, so you never know, yeah.
And the thing that's so cool about that is, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are halibut experts for sure, and I'm sure you see guys that are always like in the top spot, but the cool thing about that is absolutely anybody is in the running. You know what I mean? If it's a striped marlin release tournament, none of us are ever going to catch Lasley.
Yeah.
But no matter what, you could rent a blue Dana skiff that day and drift a sardine in the channel of Mission Bay and hook a big halibut. I mean, everybody's in the running. Dad and two kids could be drifting around in a 16-foot Greger and be in every bit as competition as the guys that are hardcore halibut everyday bounce baller. Like, everybody's got a shot at winning that thing.
You never know when you're gonna get the bite. And it's funny because I know, you know, commercial halibut fishermen, they're like, well, I'm not going to fish in that. Anyone could get lucky and... Yeah, you know, I'd just be wasting my money because anyone could just get lucky and get the big one. It's like, well,
that's
the idea. You know, you want to make a tournament that's
fun.
Yeah,
evens out the playing field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then you get to participate in all the fun. And there's not an event that you guys do at Dana Landing that isn't super well run and has the fun party atmosphere when you're weighing everything in.
And we're doing like, you know, doing pulled pork barbecue for afterwards. And, yeah, this year we got like. Rapala, as they like to call it. We got AFCO. We got Penn giving us stuff. We've got Costa Del Mar just dropped off a big box of stuff. So,
nice.
So we've got, you know, some extra prizes in the pack. They do radio drawings throughout the day while they're fishing. So, you know, we have like a radio base station set up. It's a fun time.
And it's limited to 40?
It's limited to 40,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Still some room?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's
so you better sign up soon, though.
Yeah, no doubt. It's only 40 boats. That'll do.
And you can go. We have a website. It's just you could go on the Dana Landing website, just danalanding.com. And there's a link, but it's Halibut Classic San Diego. So it's halibutclassicsd.com, and we just have. You know, there's like a Shopify cart there where you can enter all the jackpots and put your entry fee in and everything. So it's simple.
And you can link that right through the danalanding.com website.
Yep, link it right through danalanding.com.
So up to 40 teams, and how do you get the prizes? I mean, is it going to be just like a random raffle with the teams? Is that how it works?
Well, we have raffle prizes, but then, you know, there's first through fourth or fifth, I think we have a cash prize based on the entry fees. Mm-hmm. And then there's the jackpot prizes on the side of that. So like last year, I think first place was on the entry side before the jackpots was $1,000.
That's awesome.
And then it graduated down from there. And then on the other side, the jackpots are like winner take all. There's no placing there. So if you get the biggest fish and you're across the board and all the jackpots, depending on how many teams are in there, you know, like some years when they would get up to 40 teams, you know, like you're talking $7,000.
Yeah. Cool. Nice. We're catching a big halibut.
Yeah.
I know one of the best deals you guys have going are your rental skiffs in the bay. Super popular. And I say that because it's super popular amongst halibut guys. Has there ever been a winner from one of your hardcore halibut boat rental guys?
No winners, but definitely placed.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely people that have placed in the rental skiffs.
And what about kayaks?
You know, to kind of help keep things honest, it's two person teams.
Oh, okay.
So you have to have at least two people.
Okay.
There's no single. Mm-hmm. You can't enter it on your own. Okay. So I don't have a kayak division.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, that's again. It's halibutclassicsd.com for more information on that, or just stop by Dana Landing or ACBT or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. They'll kind of help you get you signed up.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even ventured into the tackle knowledge that we have in this room right now, both fresh and saltwater, for sure, right?
Yeah, today's going to be an awesome day and a really fun show, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. We're standing by at the fan to take your phone calls. Also, text the show, such a popular option now on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text in your question, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to do. Just make sure you include your contact info when you send in your text message. As soon as you open the Let's Talk Hookup app, you'll see right away the text the show option. And just make sure you include your name and a phone number. And we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today.
Amazing prize.
Yeah.
Two prizes.
One lucky caller or texter is going to get their show. So one and one. So a caller and a texter at the end of the show are each going to win a $100 gift card that's going to work for Dana Landing, ECBT, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. So one on the caller side and one on the texter side. $100 shopping spree to go see Mikey and load up on the great gear at ECBT. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
$100 to go see Johnny and load up at East County or at Dana Landing or Lemon Grove.
Yeah, good for all three locations.
Yeah.
$100 coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Or, again, text the show with your questions. Just make sure you include that name and phone number through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. We got catch reports and a whole lot more of the boys. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of the Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, talk to the boys from Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. It's 833-288-0973. Or again, fire off a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, don't forget, this hour is the only hour you can get through on the phones through the fan at 833-288-0973. So you can win a $100 gift card at any one of the 3 tackle shops. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
I love it. We're going to start it off this morning with John. He's called us from San Diego. John, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. 2 quick questions. What's your recommendation from the Dana Deli? And what is the oddest fish that you guys have seen caught from Mission Bay?
For the deli, depends on the day, but like the number one, the Alexis is hard to beat.
Describe the Alexis, because it is such a great fish.
It's a turkey bacon, avocado, provolone, on a honey oat bread. Really good sandwich.
Skipper Italiano.
Yeah.
Every time, no matter what. No, not even a thought.
Tri-tip Tuesdays.
Okay, well, maybe that.
Tuesdays. Yeah. I love tri-tip Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah.
And then don't forget the breakfast, too. You guys have great breakfast sandwiches.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, ham, bacon, or bacon, egg, ham, egg, or sausage, egg, you know, croissant, English muffin, bagels, or any kind of bread you want. Good sandwich.
I can tell you from having my boat at Dana Landing, I know you need to call it exactly the Marina exit on the freeway to get your breakfast and lunch order in, and then by the time you make it to the deli, your breakfast sandwich and your lunch sandwich is already ready to go. Scope up a Mountain Dew and a Gatorade, and you're set for the rest of the afternoon.
Like, get a bag of ice.
Yeah, exactly. Call it ahead. Everything is ready to go. Jump on the boat. It's my favorite thing with Dana, man. Everything is so there. The gear, the people, the food, fuel, like everything is there.
Yeah, and as far as the skiffs, I've seen salmon. The guy's like, dude, I caught a steelhead. And I'm like, that's like a king salmon. You know, really strange. I've seen striped bass. Those are about the two craziest things you'd see. But, people catch a variety of everything. A couple people bringing back, large black sea bass.
Yeah, really?
Like, no, that's a rock grouper. Yeah. Like, no, that's not a rock grouper.
That's
great.
Yeah, we're trying to, like, revive, like, 100-pound black sea bass. There's all kinds of fish in the bay, but, I think people kind of, they have, like, kind of a side network where they know what the bait is, because when there's anchovies for bait at the bait barge, it's, like, guaranteed you're going to have good halibut action.
Sure.
And so it's like they know no matter what time of year I can tell if there's anchovies at the bait barge because all the skiffs will be out.
Ah.
Yeah, like it's you know, because people didn't know our skiffs all have live bait tanks in them, actual live bait tanks. And if you know, if they've got like the giant summer sardines, I just tell people don't. That's not worth fishing in the bay unless you're gonna cut it into strips. You know,
see Johnny about what plastic.
Fillet it, yeah, right. Fillet it or something. But yeah, but definitely when it's smaller bait. And you've got, you know, decent weather, it's good halibut fishing.
Those skiffs are such a cool and affordable way to spend a day fishing in San Diego.
Yeah, and they're heavy,
insanely
and they're
stable.
Flat and they're super stable. You can walk around on them, no problem. Great boat to bring kids on.
Totally.
And they drift well. You know, they don't drift too fast. Because they are heavy and you know, not super hydrodynamic, you know, and not, you know, I would rather fish on those than most of the other boats just by the way they drift and for how stable they are.
Yeah, you're not going to win the race of speed, but like
no.
Flat, calm, easy fishing, the things that you want.
It's a fishing boat.
Yeah,
yeah,
and plenty
it's
fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they're not, you know, if you're going to go back fish, you know, in the back bay, back by the 5 freeway, it's not ideal, but. For me, I never go on that far anyways. I'd rather fish, you know, somewhat near the marina.
Totally.
A lot of stuff close by.
Yep.
So can you reserve those?
Yeah, you can. Now. We have like an online system. You can just, if you go on the website, you can.
DanaLanding.com?
DanaLanding.com. The only thing is we only reserve for full days.
Got it.
So when you know, people get a little messed up because they try to reserve a half day skiff and we only reserve them for a full day, but we always keep walk-ups, so we always there's a couple boats that aren't reserved always, so you can still show up
like
and get
by design. You might have 12 boats but you take 10 reservations.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You know, we also have three center console boats if you want. You know, we have the blue skiffs, which are, you know, my bread and butter, but we still have three center console boats.
If you want to go faster.
If you want to go faster to the back of the bay, or, you know, some people just love it. And then,
they have bait tanks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything does. And then we also have a fishing pontoon boat. We call it the casting couch, but which holds six people. You know, it's actually great for a family, and it's plenty of room to spread out, and we are adding another one that should ready by next week.
Wow.
Which, you know, I mean, having six people on that comfortably to go to fish. Is,
yeah.
Well, how about this time
nice.
Of year when you're holiday time and people are coming in from out of town and you've got somebody from the Midwest that wants to come enjoy San Diego, and we usually get those killer afternoon days, rent the party barge and go catch some spotties for a couple hours. And what a cool deal.
Yeah. There's plenty of families who will go out on the
I'll
blue
bet.
Boat with six.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, I have a great text here. And it's from Charles in La Mirada. He says, good morning, Pete, Rockhard, Rick, and guests. I have a question. I've heard a lot about Lake Jennings. If you can elaborate, location, size of the lake, also Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Also, do they have boat rentals at Lake Jennings? I want to come and catch some trout.
They do have boat rentals at Lake Jennings. Lake Jennings is about 20 miles east of San Diego. And it's roughly about half mile by half mile. Like, it's a fairly small lake.
Small lake.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fish in that
there's
lake.
There's quite a bit of fish in there.
Yeah.
And super easy to get to. It's right off the 8 freeway. You know what I mean? It's just like it's a quick hit, real easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2 miles maybe from ECBT. I mean, it's a...
Correct.
Yeah. You came out to 67, you would dump off into the East County Bait and Tackle parking lot, and then when you load up on your gear, it's you know, less than 5 minutes from
right down Maple View.
Yeah, 5 minutes from
ECBT.
Yeah.
And El Cap and San Vicente and anywhere else you'd want to fish. Like.
Yeah. I remember Hugh Marks, our old buddy.
Sure.
That, he used to always go, you got to come out to Lake Jennings and catch some trout, Pete. And I used to go out there. And
so killer.
Just, like, it's good fishing.
It is.
Yeah. Because it's small. There's not a lot of places for them to hide.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and you guys will kind of dial in somebody like Charles that wants to come down. It's like, hey, here's where to go. Here are the spots and that kind
Definitely.
Of thing.
Definitely. Well, correct.
That's your deal.
Yep. Yeah. Come in, meet the tips. Get your head start on the way. So.
All right.
Great. I love it. All right. Hey, again, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. And a text from John in Rancho San Diego. Hey, great show, guys. Good hearing from the Dana, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, and ECBT guys. Hey, can you list your top three East County lakes for freshwater fishing? Also, could you give us your single go-to outfit and bait for catching largemouth locally?
Ooh. That's a tough one. Probably the best lake right now. Unfortunately, you can't put boats on it, but it would be El Cap.
Oh.
El Capitan is really good for bass fishing right now.
But you can put a kayak or a float tube on it.
Kayaks, float tube, they're car topper boats.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So why can't you put a boat on it?
Unfortunately, the city dropped the lake level low, so the launch ramp is out of the water. And
you can't get in.
Can't get in, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
If this system gives us enough water that they're talking about, will that be enough to get it back up? Okay.
Crossing our fingers.
Yeah, that's what everybody's, the hope.
That's what we're looking for.
Spring on the rain. Spring on the rain and put it all in Elk Cap.
Exactly.
But Kyle, our board op at the fan said that he had to go a detour off of 15 today, so maybe there's more in certain spots. So you never know.
What about popularity-wise? If somebody's trying to get a bite on a largemouth right now, fishing San Diego, East County Lakes, what's the go-to thing these days?
Ooh, depends on which lake you're going to.
Okay.
Some bass are schooled up right now in the fall transition, so they're chasing bait around the lake. So they're going to be in giant groups. So.
And that's fun fish because that can be real visual too, right? Like I always think about every time somebody like Mike is on Let's Talk Hookup, it always amazes me how many freshwater questions and how much interest it is. But from a show that's got a higher percentage of people saltwater fishing, I always think like this time of year. Freshwater bass can be some of the most fun because it's the most similar too. You know, you're fishing in a very cool, more tranquil setting, but it can be visual. It could be casting the fish that are splashing on the surface. You can get a group of fish and have a lot of bites.
True. Yeah, you have some summer bites going on, and it's transitioning to fall, so you got a variety of things you can throw at them.
Ways you could catch them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the other thing, you not only have the resource of Mike at ECPT, you also have Bruce Smith out there.
Correct.
Who guides on all the lakes.
That's correct.
And is very, very helpful.
He's a really knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So, knows his stuff.
He does.
He talks the bass thing. Yeah, for sure. Hey, 833-288-0973. Again, giving away a $100 gift card to a caller and a $100 gift card to a texter. This is a great text, but one of the first rules of texting the show on the app, name and phone number and location. This guy didn't do either one. So no card for you. But it's a good question. Do you guys carry Costa sunglasses? I broke my frame on my Costas and I need another pair.
Yes, we do.
You carry Costas?
You carry Costas.
At ECBT?
Yep. And at Dana Landing.
And at Dana Landing. What about Lemon Grove?
No.
So at Dana Landing and ECBT.
Yep.
Yeah, you carry like a full line of coaches.
Come in either place, we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah. All right.
There he is. Hey, another one. Morning, guys. Great show. Hey, the blue water boat rental sound like a lot of fun. Wondering what is required of me to rent the boat. Is there an age limit, boater cards, all the information, et cetera? Can't wait to get on the water and go fishing with you guys. And that's from Matt in Los Angeles.
So we really just need, you have to be 18 years old. We need like a driver's license. The beauty of what we do, we're one of the legal boat rental companies in San Diego, or Mission Bay. So our instruction of how to use the boat is in lieu of a boater's card. So if you rent from us, you don't need a boater's card.
Because you're getting a legitimate, legal, professional explaining.
Right. You go meet somebody in a marina and rent their boat, you have to have a boater's card, and it's illegal. But so that's the beauty. Really just we explain where to go, how to use it, any issues you might have or
all
anything.
That stuff.
And it's incredibly affordable. Like, that's the thing. Try to go do something for a day that includes renting equipment and having a good time. Like, it is the cheapest fun in town. And if you talk about splitting it with a couple of buds, it is. It's awesome.
It's $60 for a half day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, the day after Thanksgiving, we do our usually winter special where during the week, Monday through Friday, you run it for a half day, you get it for a whole day.
That's crazy.
So,
Monday, on the day Friday. After Thanksgiving.
Well, that's when our special starts. Yeah. We'll have a code out.
What about for the halibut?
That's on the weekend.
Yeah, on the weekend. This is Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
So until, spring.
But how about a time of year when most people are off from work, or you could at least sneak away a little bit? Yeah. Two buds get together, rent that thing. It's $30 a piece, and you're having it for the full day.
Yeah. And you could have it from whenever it gets in the morning till 4:30.
That's the whole winter.
All winter. Yeah. Monday through Friday. Yeah.
So, Halibut Derby. Do you have guys renting kayak, renting the blue boats and or the center consoles and fishing the Halibut Derby?
I don't know yet this year. I haven't looked. But every year there's usually one or two people.
Yeah. But they're available if you want to fish. If you don't have a boat, you want to fish the halibut class.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Again.
Yeah. You are going to have to stay in the bay. We don't rent any boats for the ocean. But,
yeah. But there's a lot of big fish in the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you don't, and I'm sure that you're not allowed to. I next up want to hear the story of what's the furthest away somebody has been inappropriately been in one of the blue skiffs, because I guarantee you someone has not followed the rules, and I'm sure there's been a phone call somewhere of a, hey, man, this guy's a little outside the line.
It slowed way down, but I remember when RJ was running these. I swear to God, he would call us all the time and just say they'd be out at La Jolla.
I had a guy come in once and he wanted a refund because his bait pump died, and I said, well, when your bait pump dies, you got to come back into the dock and we can fix it for you real quick. He goes, that was the Buff Wind and Sea.
Yeah.
The longer that hit me, I go.
What about the rules that you not
using? Yeah, exactly.
You're supposed to leave the channel.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, well, I'm like, no, I'm not giving
there's
you
no
money.
Bilge pumps on these things. There's no drain. They're a base gift. Like, you're bailing out what goes in there. Like,
they're flat bottom, flat nose, like. First little chop you see is going right in the boat.
Yeah, what makes them so perfect for the bay is also the reason they shouldn't be outside the bay.
No. The 11 inches of freeboard all the way around. Yeah.
That's great.
Darren and Menifee has a great question here. Happy rainy day, Pete, Rick, and Steve, John, and Mike. And he says, does Dana Landing do basic reel cleaning and maintenance? And how long will it take to get it done?
Yeah, we do, you know, reel repair, full service. It's about like 5 to 6 weeks right now. So it varies, it varies throughout the year depending on how busy we are. But, we go through reels. No
we
problem.
Should expand on that. You have Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dougie does a job, man. That guy is the master of the reels, right?
As long as the attention span will go,
It's a short window every morning.
Short window. But he gets it done, eventually. He
gets it done, yeah. He's very particular. We don't like to let anything go out that's not repairable, you know, so... but definitely once your reels have been gone through once, they're going to last longer the next time, because the factories tend to go a little shy on the lubrication and greasing and stuff. So
how about an ECBT?
Yeah, we do a full reel service over there as well.
Same thing. And is there a time of year that's better than I always tell our guys, like right now, at least on the saltwater thing, is like the best time to bring your reels in.
Correct.
August, the wait is going to be, 6 weeks long. But right now, you get things turned around relatively quick. When's the ideal time for you guys?
Fall through winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the time.
Springtime, a lot of guys come in, get their reels all ready for the next season coming up. So.
You know, you got a week of rain and not ideal conditions, so that almost knocks a week out of it. You drop everything off now, you've only got 1 week to wait before everything's ready to roll again.
The one thing I tell people is bring in one or two at a time.
That's such a
like,
good way to do
it. Like, some people, like, they come in May with, like, 15 reels, and they're like, well, what do you mean it's going to take me 6 weeks? You know, it's like, well... I mean, it's going to take us a week just to do your reels alone,
other people.
Don't take yourself out of the game.
Yeah,
if you bring one reel at a time in throughout the season, all your gear will stay in good working order.
I know our reel mechanics always stress too, and it's more so like boat reels that live on the boat, but they say the same thing. Man, if you could just get this thing to me twice as often, it would literally cost you half as much. You know, they get reels that are just
absolutely
when you bring a reel in for service, it's an inexpensive couple of bucks in labor. It's put back together perfect, then it lasts again for the year. If you wait until it's seized. And the studs are all corroded into place, and our mechanic says the same thing. He's like, I had to work for 2.5 hours to get this reel apart. Once it's apart, it takes me 15 minutes to fix it. But if it takes me 2 hours to get it apart, there's labor charge and there's time and everything else. Like, if you could service your reels instead of fixing your reels, you'd be so money ahead.
Yeah, people bring in a reel and it's grinding, and they're like, I think it needs a little oil. I'm like, I can already tell you need, $75 worth of bearings in this thing right now. So
now wait a minute. Fresh water. Are you supposed to service freshwater reels?
Yeah, occasionally.
Really?
Yep.
I thought with the freshwater you don't need service.
No, they'll wear out eventually.
Yeah.
There, unlike you and I, there are also guys that exist that use their freshwater reels more than two trips a year. You know, so, if you put those things through those paces, like, Pete and I, like, as long as our El Salto gear is good, we're good. Yeah.
But even so, I say that jokingly because sometimes like, I don't use my freshwater gear a lot, and sometimes I pull it out. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
It's not free schooling very well. They do. Sitting around is not good for the reel either.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in the garage, sitting in the hot and cold, that fluctuation, yeah. All so, the oil tends to.
Before you go on a big trip, bring it into ECPT.
Definitely.
And think about what a hardcore freshwater guy that fishes all the time. I mean, that. You know, you're if it's an application where you're, you know, or you're chucking and winding, you're making thousands of casts a trip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you multiply that over, you know, your week. I mean, that reel is going through some serious. You're wearing gears down, and think about the number of turns those bearings have been through. Like, give those things some service, man.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including text reports, more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, remember, one caller and one texter each winning a $100 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, or Dana Landing, 833-288-0973 is your shot. When we come back, more of those phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sports fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank LaPresse. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing going on. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, they have an amazing lineup of fishing accessories now available that includes fillet knife, everyday carry knives, those killer blue G-boxes, and the bags to store all your tackle, ceramic braid scissors, and more. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. I know lots of Gamakatsu accessories available at all the shops, ECBT, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, Dana. They make some really killer. It's not really just good hooks. Like, they got some really killer stuff.
Those fillet knives they make?
Whew, yeah, awesome.
Man.
Solid rings and split rings are good. All their hardware. Now, no doubt about it. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Great to hear from you. It's raining.
Yeah, for some reason, nobody's out there fishing today. I mean, nobody showed up. I don't get it. So we've had some pretty good fishing over the last week here, and actually, I started off with a half-day trip, like probably about a week and a half now. They've been consistently catching yellowtail on those afternoon trips. See, watching Captain Chris Carpow out there doing a pretty good job. I know they had a 30-pounder earlier in the week, and he said most of those fish are 20 pounds plus. So this is, you know, when we talk about those local home guard yellowtail, there's some nice ones out there for sure. Seeing some bass and other stuff in the mix there. That's mostly in the afternoon. That's pretty much all in the afternoon. The morning trip's still doing that deep water rock cod fishing, and that's been spectacular also. So once this weather blows through here, hopefully they'll be right back to that with some great fishing.
Yeah.
If you want to go in the morning, do that deep water, get some freezer filler rock cod, or you want to go out in the afternoon and try and catch a big yellowtail. Both doing great. The San Diego on those full days, Boog extended out those offshore trips through this week. Like I said, unfortunately, he lost a few days here because of the weather. But beyond that, he had some great fishing in the mix there also. On Thursday, 97 yellowtail. Ooh. Day before that, one yellowfin, 23 yellowtail. Day before that, 7 bluefin, 4 yellowfin, 4 skipjack, 38 yellowtail. So all-around good fishing. He is online to go back to the island starting Monday, but we'll see how that goes. He may go back offshore because fishing was pretty good, but just keep an eye on that. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got the full schedule up there for those half days, those full days. We still got those day and a half and longer for fishing, and they're still doing great on those bluefin and yellowfin, yellowtail. So, heck, man, we're getting close to Thanksgiving here, and we talk about it every year, but you may be able to have a bluefin for Thanksgiving there if you don't want to do the turkey thing. So definitely hop on there, make some reservations, and come out fishing once things dry out a bit here.
I dig it, man. Like you say, a little bit of a soggy morning, but still some very good fishing to be had, Marcos. Great report. Sure appreciate that, and we'll look forward to hearing you again next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks Marcos. Flat, calm conditions, too, right?
Yes.
It is
absolutely flat.
I know that it happens a lot. Marcos talks about it all the time, but this season, like, just got to me more than normal. We always talk about how we run out of fishermen before we run out of fish.
Oh, boy.
Every single day and a half trip that is run, at least I know for Fisherman's, and I'm sure Seaforth and Point Loma and everybody else has been the same, every single trip that we've run for almost a month has had limits of bluefin, and a lot of them had limits of bluefin and limits of yellowfin, and we have zero reservations. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, and we couldn't hardly get a single boat, like, two or three boats online, ready to go. Like, just it's for sure the best tuna fishing we have had the entire year, and just not a single boat going.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
When Captain Franco Presti called the radio show and said, hey, you know, with this fishing being so good, the Queen and the Supreme and the
Tomahawk,
the few guys that were running, we're going to put the Tomahawk online, day and a half, reduced price. It just didn't get off the dock. Limits of bluefin and yellowfin for all the boats.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, it's crazy to me.
The one that was funny was Ryan on the Game Changer was in the tackle shop the other day. I stopped in and he's like, yeah, I'm leaving right now. This was like the day before yesterday. I'm leaving right now to head to the bank. It's like, dude, if you looked at the forecast, he goes, everybody's saying that. It's flat calm out there, man. It's going to stay flat calm until we get back. I think he came back this morning or something like that. But he said it's like just the fishing's too good.
It's too good not
it's
to go.
It's too good.
Yeah,
yeah,
crazy.
For sure. Hey, speaking of C4 sport fishing, let's talk about a great place to go eat, and that is Charlie's Landing right at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. I know Brent's a good buddy of yours, Steve.
Yep, he's a good guy.
You hang out there and the guy knows how to run a restaurant.
Yeah, he's done a few. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, and evident of that is Charlie's Landing. Like, if you go to a restaurant that's well run, you know it. Like, I went to a restaurant, had lunch yesterday. Restaurant was not well run. Restaurant that's well run is quality food, great service, and consistency. And that's Charlie's Landing.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a fun spot, and the atmosphere is so cool at C4 Sport Fishing. You can go over there and get one of Brant's Smash Burgers or any of the great stuff, and just, you know, even if you're not going fishing, it's just a really cool place to hang out. You see the boats coming and going, and I dig it there. They do such a good job.
They do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you're there doing a half day, you can go for breakfast. You can go have lunch. It's a great place to go for lunch. They have great outside sitting area there. See all the boats from Seaforth. And then, of course, dinner. Nice dinner there. You can go have a great dinner right on the water.
And they still have both for fishermen or whale watchers. If you have a ticket going on a C4 Sport Fishing boat, and you order an entree, your first beer is just a buck.
A buck.
Yeah, so if you're getting a burger or a burrito or any of the great stuff they do there and you're going on a trip, you're holding a ticket in your hand, first cold one's on them for a dollar.
Yeah, that's right. That's Charlie's Landing. It's right at C4 Sport Fishing, right across from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Check it out. If you haven't been there, you're missing out. Charlie's Landing. Good spot.
No doubt about it.
So jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's got us from Canyon Country this morning. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Like usual, guys, a great show. I just want to throw out some accolades. So a really good friend of mine, Mike from Torrance, the real Mike from Torrance, he won a trip on the show for the Cortez, and he invited me. It was two guys for a 2.5 day. We had an incredible trip. Fishing was outrageous, but I just want to throw it out there for Rambo and the Cortez. Does a 15 limited load. It was awesome. The boat is incredible. The crew is incredible. It was just a fabulous trip, and I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank Rambo on the Cortez. We made sure we tipped them good because we won the trip, and I just want to thank Mike from Torrance, and it was over the top. We got bluefin, we got yellowfin, and I ended up getting a small Dorado. So thank you guys for the trip, and thanks to the Cortez.
Yeah, that's awesome, Rick. That's great.
Yeah, good times. Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Sean in Port Hueneme, and he has a question about, you know, with Christmas coming along, gifts. Love your show, and I'm looking for an affordable, functional spinning or bait casting combo that would be a good holiday gift for beginning, low, intermediate, middle-aged school kid angler. Line class 8-pound okay? Is it okay to use 8-pound or to be used in the bays and the local lakes for bass fishing? Sean.
Yeah, anywhere between 8 and 12-pound.
8 and 12?
Yeah.
And what would you recommend? Give us a kind of an example of an affordable combo that somebody comes into ECBT.
A good affordable like spinning combo would be like the Shimano Symmetry combos.
Uh-huh.
Those are perfect.
Oh, so that's actually a combo rod and reel.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, and you carry those?
Definitely.
And you put 8 or 10.
Yeah, usually 8 or 10. Depends what the customer wants.
Okay. So. And how much is that?
Those ones start around $89.99.
Oh, wow.
The rod and reel.
Rod and reel.
So put a little line on it, buy a few lures, and
yep,
you're in for less than $100. Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Bait casters are going to run a little bit more. You can put a heavier line on them.
So. For a beginner, though, you'd probably want to start them out on that
one. On a spinning rod. Spinning. Unless they want to kind of get used to the bait caster. And we do have beginner-friendly bait casters that have a manual, like, backlash cast control on them. So if you're just starting out, those would be perfect.
What are your favorites of those?
I know Abu Garcia makes one.
Okay.
So that's a starting out, like, anti-backlash reel.
And this isn't like a casting control on a more conventional, and this is like
a true
a non-backlash
caster
style reel.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't get the same performance that Mikey's reel is going to get, but
true,
this is a very user-friendly start you out. If you're wanting to introduce a kid, which maybe sounds like he's wanting to do a good way to transition over from a spinning outfit.
Exactly.
All right.
My question was going the other end. I have Steve's credit card, and I'm going to get the nicest. I want a really bitchin' spinning reel outfit. You know, high end, money's no object. You got Powerball money in your pocket. What are you buying from ECBT?
Ooh, you get a Dial Exist, Shimano Stella, Twin Power,
okay,
any of those super high-end, lightweight,
yeah,
super precision reels.
And rod to go with it?
Got a variety. Okay. Got the Daiwa Stees, G Loomis NRXs, Shimano Conquest rods, high-end Phoenix rods,
okay,
all the way through Mega Bass.
Got it all covered.
You guys,
let's jump into the phones real quick.
You got it. How about we talk to Carrie? Carrie's calling from Fallbrook this morning. What's up, Carrie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you. You guys are awesome. I love your show. I have a question. You may not like it, but how come they don't have weight limits on, like, the tuna, like the bluefin? You know, sometimes you see them super big, and sometimes they're, like, really small, like they need to swim a little bit more.
Like catch size limits, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that the reason is, one, that's not an one reason is it's not an easy fish to release. And the other thing is, you know, you can achieve the numbers of fish that are caught by one of two ways. You can have a size limit, and then you can have a take limit. And the take limit is reduced on bluefin, and, like, the end goal is the same. When they want X number of fish, you know, to be taken or not, that's what it is. I think it's just the fact that tuna are not easy fish to catch and release. And so the bag limit is reduced rather than the size limit.
Yeah. I think if you're going to work, if you want to do weight, which is what I thought you said, by the time you found out the weight, the fish would be in tough shape. It would be tough fruit to survive.
And realistically, we really don't catch small tuna around here that are something that you're going to release. We don't catch 5-pound tuna realistically.
It doesn't really matter for the bluefin here because none of the bluefin in the Eastern Pacific are spawning fish. Yeah. Like they've never spawned before, so.
Right.
Whether it's 5 pounds or 300 pounds, it's the same thing.
They're not as funny.
Yeah, they're not as funny.
You're taking one out of the reproductive size no matter what. Yep. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming for you on Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to say goodbye to the fan, but we'll be back tomorrow on the fan, and we got another full hour for you. Tune in on that Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?